Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, describing a person who encouraged you to pursue your goals. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about influential people in our lives. One common topic is describing someone who has encouraged you to pursue your goals. This article will provide you with valuable insights and sample answers to help you excel in this task. Understanding the task. When asked to describe a person who has encouraged you to pursue your goals, the examiner is looking for your ability to provide a clear description of the person, explain how they encouraged you, discuss the impact of their encouragement on your goals, use appropriate vocabulary and grammar structures. Let's break down each part of the IELTS speaking test and see how you can tackle this topic effectively. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask some general questions about encouragement and goals. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you think it's important to have someone encourage you in life? A. Absolutely. I believe having a supportive figure in one's life is crucial. Encouragement from others can provide the motivation and confidence we need to overcome challenges and pursue our aspirations. It's like having a personal cheerleader who believes in you even when you might doubt yourself. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who has encouraged you to pursue your goals. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what goals this person encouraged you to pursue, and explain how this person encouraged you. Sample answer, band 6-7. The person I'd like to talk about is my high school English teacher, Mrs. Johnson. I met her when I was 15 years old, and she taught me for 3 years. Mrs. Johnson encouraged me to pursue my goal of becoming fluent in English and possibly studying abroad. She encouraged me in several ways. Firstly, she always praised my efforts in class, which boosted my confidence. Secondly, she introduced me to English literature and movies, which sparked my interest in the language and culture. Lastly, she told me about study abroad programs and helped me research opportunities. Mrs. Johnson's encouragement had a big impact on me. Thanks to her support, I worked hard on my English skills and eventually applied for a scholarship to study in the UK. I'm grateful for her belief in me and the way she pushed me to aim high. Sample answer. The individual who has been instrumental in encouraging me to pursue my goals is my high school English teacher, Mrs. Johnson. I had the privilege of being her student for 3 consecutive years, starting when I was 15 years old. Her unwavering support and guidance were pivotal in shaping my aspirations, particularly my goal of achieving fluency in English and potentially studying abroad. Mrs. Johnson's encouragement manifested in various forms. First and foremost, she consistently acknowledged and commended my efforts in class, which significantly boosted my self-confidence. Moreover, she introduced me to the rich world of English literature and cinema, which ignited a passion for the language and its associated cultures. Perhaps most importantly, she enlightened me about study abroad programs and went above and beyond by assisting me in researching suitable opportunities. The impact of Mrs. Johnson's encouragement cannot be overstated. Her unwavering belief in my potential served as a catalyst, motivating me to dedicate myself wholeheartedly to improving my English skills. Ultimately, this led me to take the leap and apply for a scholarship to study in the UK. I am profoundly grateful for her steadfast support and the way she challenged me to set ambitious goals for myself. Follow-up questions. Q. How important do you think teachers are in encouraging students? A. Teachers play a vital role in encouraging students. They have the power to inspire, motivate, and shape young minds. A supportive teacher can ignite a passion for learning and help students discover their potential. Moreover, teachers often serve as role models, demonstrating the value of hard work and perseverance. Q. Do you think self-motivation is more important than encouragement from others? A. While external encouragement is valuable, I believe self-motivation is equally crucial, if not more so. Self-motivation is what drives us to persist when faced with challenges and setbacks. It's the inner fire that keeps us going, even when external support may be lacking. Ideally, a combination of both self-motivation and encouragement from others creates the optimal environment for success. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Q. How do you think society can encourage young people to pursue their goals? 7. I think society can encourage young people in several ways. Firstly, schools can provide good career guidance to help students understand different options. Secondly, the media can showcase success stories of people who have achieved their goals. Lastly, the government can offer scholarships and grants to support young people in their pursuits. A89. Society can play a pivotal role in encouraging young people to pursue their goals through a multifaceted approach. First and foremost, educational institutions should prioritize comprehensive career guidance, offering students in-depth insights into various career paths and the skills required to succeed in them. Additionally, the media can wield its influence by highlighting diverse success stories, showcasing individuals who have overcome adversity to achieve their aspirations. This can serve as a powerful source of inspiration for young people. Furthermore, governmental bodies can implement policies that foster an environment conducive to goal pursuit. This could include offering robust scholarship programs, providing grants for innovative projects, and creating mentorship initiatives that connect young people with experienced professionals in their fields of interest. By adopting these measures, society can create a supportive ecosystem that empowers young individuals to chase their dreams with confidence and determination. Do you think there's too much pressure on young people to achieve specific goals? Yes, I do think there's often too much pressure on young people today. Many feel they need to get into top universities or have high-paying jobs to be successful. This pressure can come from parents, schools, and society in general. It can be stressful and sometimes lead to mental health issues. I think it's important to encourage young people to find their own path and define success for themselves. I believe that the pressure placed on young people to achieve specific goals has indeed reached concerning levels in many societies. This pervasive expectation to conform to narrowly defined measures of success, such as gaining admission to prestigious universities or securing high-paying jobs, can be profoundly detrimental to young individuals' well-being. This pressure often stems from a myriad of sources, including parental expectations, educational institutions, peer groups, and broader societal norms. The relentless pursuit of these prescribed goals can lead to significant stress, anxiety, and even depression among young people, potentially compromising their mental health and overall quality of life. It's imperative that we, as a society, reassess our definition of success and foster an environment that values diverse paths and individual passions. We should encourage young people to explore various avenues, discover their unique strengths, and define success on their own terms. By doing so, we can alleviate unnecessary pressure and cultivate a more balanced, fulfilling approach to personal and professional development. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's essential to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms related to the topic of encouragement and goal pursuit. Instrumental, playing an important role in making something happen. Example, her support was instrumental in my decision to pursue a career in medicine. Unwavering, unwavering, steady or resolute, not changing. Example, his unwavering belief in my abilities gave me the confidence to keep trying. Pivotal, of crucial importance in relation to the development or success of something else. Example, her advice played a pivotal role in shaping my career choices. To ignite a passion, phrase, to spark a strong interest or enthusiasm for something. Example, her classes ignited a passion for literature that I never knew I had. To go above and beyond, phrase, to do more than is required or expected. Example, my mentor went above and beyond by introducing me to key industry professionals. Catalyst, tellist, n, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, her encouragement was the catalyst for my decision to start my own business. Examiner's advice, to excel in this task and the IELTS speaking test in general, practice describing people and their qualities regularly. Develop your ability to explain abstract concepts clearly. use a variety of vocabulary and complex grammatical structures. Provide specific examples to support your points. Stay on topic and organize your thoughts coherently. Speak fluently and with natural intonation. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice and preparation. By familiarizing yourself with common topics and developing your language skills, you'll be well equipped to tackle any question that comes your way. For more tips on how to excel in the IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on describing a person who has influenced your career. You might also find it helpful to read about describing a person who has made a significant impact on your career for additional insights and strategies.